Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one.
I'll just have to do it from my phone. I can't figure out how to do it on the computer.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, technology, right? I mean, you can't have a podcast show or a show without some technical difficulties here and there, right?
I mean, that's how it always goes, yeah.
I love it. So, Courtney, how are you today?
Yeah, good. I have this sweet little rescue puppy angel over there. I've never fostered a dog, and I don't know what to do, but it's really sweet.
That's amazing. What breed is it?
I asked the same thing, and then when the dog was tested, there was 15 different breeds. I live down in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico, and that's just like how dogs roll down here. I mean, they all kind of look like there's like a big stray dog situation here. So it's cool to be able to house a little rescue.
Cool. So you are in Mexico now?
Yeah, I moved down to Mexico like last year, and I love it so much. Cabo San Lucas, it's really slow paced, the only state I moved. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect.
That's amazing. And how's your Spanish?
Non-existent. And I dated a Mexican guy for a while, but I just talked to English to him. I didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, I know.
Close teacher. Yeah,
I know what you mean, but I'm super sure that you're gonna be able to learn it like super quick.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if you need any lessons, just let me know. I can speak Spanish too, so I'll be glad to help you out.
Gracias.
De nada, como quieras. So welcome to the show. As I said, it is so cool to have you here. I mean, let me just say that it's an honor. It's I'm speechless, and we haven't even started yet. The fact that I'm speaking with someone with such a story, I mean, it's super motivational, inspiration. I mean, I love it. So it's an honor to have you here, basically.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, love it. So
how do you know Spanish? Where are you from?
From Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Mexico, and English I basically learned it by, well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, of course the school helped me, but what I ended up discovering is that school taught you like just the basics, you know, like very basic stuff in English. And that is like one of the things that I wonder why, like, the whole school system here, they still teaching you like very basic English, super basic. So what I ended up doing is that I started to kind of learn it by myself, you know, kind of taught myself how to be able to speak more. So what I ended up doing is I remember back then I was just listening in a lot of rap music and watching a lot of movies with English subtitles, you know. So I was kind of weird. But the thing was that later on my English was horrible because it was full with bad words. And it was horrible. So then one time I was living in Germany. I lived there for almost 2 years, and I met this girl from Texas. And she basically helped me to kind of make my English more fluent and more clean instead of sounding horrible. And with her and either some friends I've met from that they were from the US also kind of helped me to kind of be more fluent. And a couple of years later, here we are.
Nice. It's so impressive when anybody can learn another language. It's like,
right? Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I love it. And, you know, like, fun enough is that with this podcast, for example, I mean, most of my episodes are in English, of course. Some of them, they will be in Spanish. But the thing that I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day, I was telling him, like, whenever I will have the episodes on Spanish, I get nervous. And I don't know why. I mean, even though that it's my language, you know, because I have built this only, you know, like, well, like with full English. Now, when I switch it to Spanish, I get stuck. And that will be like, it's so funny. Or sometimes I will mix words. That's horrible. Between German, English, and Spanish, it's horrible, but it's fun.
Well, it's a lot of language.
Yeah, and but anyway, so starting with with the whole interview here. Tell me, like for those who don't know, tell your story.
I went backpacking around the world for a year. I went through 6 continents, like 30 countries or something like that. About 10 years ago, I quit my job, sold everything I owned, and went backpacking around the world. Yeah. And I thought that would be my big story. That, wow, I'm 38 now, I was 28 at the time, that, man, I did it. I went and saw the world and, you know, did ayahuasca and whatever. But then, when I got back to the United States, I moved to Vegas, you know, fell in love, moved to Vegas for a guy there. And I started getting weaker after, I think I'd been there for 3 years. I started getting weaker and my thumb went numb and then my leg went numb and then my ankle started rolling. Then I started falling and it was this very mysterious, very slow progression of weakness and numbness. And eventually I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk anymore. And I kept getting worse after that until I was almost completely paralyzed from the neck down. I had lost most of my voice and my lungs were going paralyzed. My face was going paralyzed and my colon was paralyzed. And I was in the hospital at this point. I'd been on Western, you know, one of the things someone said when I was going through that time period, they said, Courtney, quit going to witch doctors and go see a real doctor. And I was doing, you know, I was on a perfect anti-inflammatory diet, doing ozone therapy, supplementation, nutritional IVs, and I was doing a lot of alternative stuff for Joe Dispenza meditations, but working. But on top of that, I was doing Western medicine from the Mayo Clinic, which is the number one ranked neurological hospital in the country. So I'm like, well, that's not a witch doctor and that's not working either. None of it was working. That's where I was at in the hospital, was paralyzed with neck down and nothing was working.
Wow. I mean, and I'm already speechless. Yeah, I knew this was gonna happen, that I was gonna end up speechless at some point. I mean, that's, and like, what, like, how you started to recover, like how was the process for you to continue being strong, for you to getting strong little by little? Like, how was that process for you?
Well, in that day, I was being released from the hospital, my second hospital stay. They said, I'm sorry, there's nothing else we can do for you. And at this point, I was at Southwestern Hospital, and that was a really amazing neurological hospital and team. I have an amazing neurologist. But they'd done everything. They did every treatment. They were testing me for different cancers because that I was so resistant to medication. It didn't make sense. And I was 33 at the time. It didn't make sense. Someone at that age just can't get better. Especially, my diagnosis is called CIDP, which is similar to Guillain-Barré. Stands for chronic inflammatory demyelinating neuropathy. But anyways, with none of the treatments were working, so they said, I'm sorry, there's nothing else we can do. We're releasing from the hospital. There's no other tests we can do or treatment. We can't justify to insurance to keep you here anymore. We have to send you home. I'm sorry. The medications, the treatments, they should have worked by now. 95% of people, it works on day 5, and I was on day 14. And on that day, I thought, okay, why am I not getting better? Diet's not working. Supplements aren't working, holistic, naturopathic, homeopathic, meditation, Western medicine or allopathic. Nothing's working. Like, why is this happening? Like, why, what? I changed the question from why is this happening to what in my life could possibly be still causing me to be sick, have inflammation, or be hard on my body to stop me from getting better? And at that time, my boyfriend, he was the love of my life at that time. He was just a big partier and he was an amazing boyfriend in a lot of ways, but he brought a lot of financial stress and a lot of just stress in general with all the partying and everything. So I called him up on FaceTime since I can't like move my body. And I broke up with him and I started getting better 2 days later. And I've only sense. That was over 4 years ago. Yeah. It's really crazy, you know? We can really love someone and we can really love our life and we can get ourselves in situations to where we're taking on the stress of someone else to the point that we can get paralyzed. But also, mm-hmm. I mean, I was happy. I always thought as long as I'm happy, then I'll be healthy. And I really was happy at the time, even though I was stressed. And it's just amazing how much stress can do to our body and paralyze you from the neck down, whether that's stress you're taking from another person, stress of a relationship, stress of your job, your mom, your family, whatever. Like it can really bring you to your knees and paralysis. It's really, really crazy. But that's how I started getting better and turned the corner, was by stopping the root cause of my inflammation and trigger of stress response. And I compared triggers of our stress response just like food. You've heard of the elimination diet where you cut it all out and you know everything that's irritating you, some things wouldn't normally irritate you, but they are. Yeah. And things aren't normally unhealthy, but they become unhealthy because you have this other really big thing over here that's making a lot of things. So you eliminate, and then you can add things back in one by one to see if you have recovered enough, if you've healed enough, if you've gotten to a good, stable place enough to be able to add them back in.
Yeah.
And at that time, I just had to cut off everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It could
possibly be causing me stress and heal.
Wow. And yeah. So after that, so after that, you start to recover, but then you decided to become a motivational speaker. But tell me, what made you want to become a motivational speaker?
Yeah, I know exactly how to answer that. When everything first started happening and I was in the hospital, I knew very quickly, I didn't realize how serious it was, and I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. Glad that I thought I was gonna make a full recovery, which I did not. I still have disability. I can walk though. I look like, you know how a dog walks in socks? I look like that sometimes. But anyways, at the time I thought, okay, this is life-changing. I'm paralyzed. And that wasn't even the part that I thought was life-changing, because I had this naive belief that I would make this full rage recovery and that I would go run a marathon, and I had so much faith in that. And I'm so grateful that I had this gradual realization that that wasn't going to happen, instead of just it happening overnight. But I had this belief. But what I realized was gonna be life-changing is, oh my gosh, I have a chronic condition. I've been diagnosed with an autoimmune. And as much as I would love to believe that I can just reverse this and make a full recovery and never have to worry about autoimmune again, and that's what I choose to believe, but there's a real possibility, obviously. I never thought I would get autoimmune to begin with, and I did, which means I could get it again, I could relapse. Like I've been diagnosed with a chronic condition, and that's life changing. This means that I'm going to have to always be careful of my stress and my diet. And everyone does, but not everyone might get paralyzed. I don't know, I guess you could. But yeah. That was the part where I thought, wow, like this has changed my life. This isn't gonna always be a thing. And I thought, okay, well, this thing could either ruin my life, and if not ruin, I think anytime we go through a major life change, whether that's a divorce, a job change, an illness, any kind of there's this question that comes up where you think, okay, does this mean my life will be less than it was before? Like, is life ever as good as it was? Like, is this life changing in the way that I've just seen my last best moments, and I'm gonna endure the rest? Or is it possible that I can integrate this chronic illness, this experience, this paralysis, you know, this situation that's made me give up my home, my job, and the love of my life, my friends? I mean, my group of friends are my friends, but I had to move across the country away from them to my parents to be in their full-time care. So all of this life I had built, gone. All of it. There was not a single thing about my life that was the same. Not even my family, who's amazing, but even living with them, being with them full time was also a change, a good change. It was an amazing change. Still a change. Everything was different. And so I thought, okay, is it possible I can integrate all of this stuff to make my life greater than it was before or better? And I knew very early on, if I don't make sense with this situation, if I don't allow it and accept it and express it to its fullest, then it's going to kill me. Not literally, but like kill my spirit.
Yeah.
So I started looking for ways that I can integrate and make friends and allow this experience and make it, it doesn't need to be a good or a bad thing, but just a part of me. And we all have good and bad parts of us, right? And
yeah.
Everything about us and our relationships, our mindset, our life, everything, you can find a good and a bad with it. Really, even the stuff you love and the people you love. So this is one of those things. I don't have to make it good or bad. It's just a part of me. And how can I be friends with it and live with it in a way? So anyways, that's a really hard practice. And one of the things that has become an opportunity to do that is motivational speaking and being able to share and teach and show ways to do all of that, ways to befriend and integrate what's hard and make it just a thing that's you and that it's okay.
Yeah. Wow. You know, it's so interesting that like if we don't take care of stress and if we just continue going on with your day with stress, I mean eventually can reach to something bigger and bigger, right? And it's so interesting that sometimes we forget about that, you know, because either we are full on work or we're like busy with our minds doing something else that we tend to forget our inner spirit, you know, how does it feel? Is it stress or not? Taking care of yourself, you know, I do think that sometimes we tend to forget about that in order to continue moving forward, you know? And also I think also as well that we tend to think that we're gonna live forever, you know, like the fact that someday it's gonna be the last day, you don't tend to think that and you don't enjoy things the way that you should. You know what I mean? I mean, I've discovered that recently that the fact that being focused in one thing over and over and over and over and over and not taking like 1 second to just stop and enjoying your surroundings or do something that you really love, you know, like sometimes you need to do those things in order for you to continue moving forward, right? I mean, and the fact that like when I was checking your story, I mean it's amazing that like how you managed to overcome that, you know. And it's so interesting how sometimes so many people sometimes can get stuck and they just don't want to move forward, but the fact that you continue push and you manage to do it, and it's amazing. I mean, it's basically like you're living proof that everything can be possible, and that is something super amazing, because I think that we, like all of us, should pay attention more in ourselves and be more and treat us with love instead of treating us as a machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow. And so you have been traveling. You have been traveling over the world here. On your website says that that due to motivational speaking, you have been traveling around. But tell me, like, what is the message that in some of the retreats that you have, like, what is the message that you want to deliver to the people who go to your retreats?
Yeah, I had a retreat I hosted in February, and that was super cool. Kind of crazy with travel the way the world is right now, but
yeah.
You know, like there's one major thing more than anything that I like to share and show and talk to people about is just that there's life after life changes.
Yeah.
We get in so much fear of something happening in the future, you know, that we get sick, we have an illness, that we go broke, that we get divorced, that we'll die alone, whatever. But we just get so scared about things that are going to happen. And the thing is, it does happen. And our life does change. We're not in control of things. And that's okay. You know, it's kind of fun that we're not in control of everything. Sometimes there's things that, and opportunities that can be presented that are pretty cool. But when these changes happen, like there is life after. You know, I have disability in my hand. Like I walk like, I've been drinking beer at the beach all day, and like, it's okay. Like, I'm still really, and had you told me that, you know, 6 years ago or whatever, that that was going to happen, I would have been terrified. I would have thought my life would be ruined. Like, and there has been some transitions I've had to make emotionally and mentally that, and physically, that weren't that cool. You know, that, you know, being a girl with all the body image stuff, you know, it's, it, you know, it's a shift to, you know, get used to a body that isn't the way it was before. You know, I know a lot of women go through that when they have kids and everything. And so, like, yeah, there's, it was incredibly, like, I can't even put words to the emotional experience it was to be naked in front of someone again after being disabled and being paralyzed. I'm surprised it even happened. It did, but it's just like, I just can't even believe it did, because it was so, so disabling emotionally. Anyway, so it's like, if someone did that 6 years ago, I would have thought, oh my gosh, how I can't live like that. And here I am living like that. And I love my life. You know, everything I love about my life right now would not exist, or it wouldn't be here, had I not been forced to change, or forced into a new situation and first clothes. And I mean, it's so cheesy, and you know, hate's a strong word, but when people try to throw, you know, platitudes at things, like, everything happens for a reason, when one door closes, one door, you know, but just the laws of the world, and every time our life changes and doors do close, there really are, you know, doors that open, opportunities that can present themselves if you allow.
Wow. And like, what message would you say to those who are living right now a terrible moment? You know, those who are either feeling depressed or dealing in a very bad situation right now. Like what message could you say to those people?
Well, first and foremost, and it's true, but it's also, you know, I was talking to my mom one time about this kind of stuff, and I was like, Mom, everyone keeps asking me like why I'm so positive, or like how I'm getting through this without like losing my mind, and how I have a good mindset. I don't really know like how to answer that. And my mom looked at me and she's like, you know, it's because you know it's temporary. She's like, I've been watching you, and you know, she's like, I'm scared. She's like, but you're not, because you don't believe this will last forever, and it's just temporary. And if, you know, some things like a spinal cord injury, or there's certain situations where, yeah, I can't sit here and look at you with it and tell you that it's not gonna last forever. You're right. Yeah. But the way we experience our life is through the way we feel. Is that our quality of life is a reflection of our emotional experience, which is not detached from our physical or spiritual experience, sure. But our emotional experience is temporary always. Every person in it is going to feel fear. Fear comes out anytime you're faced with a challenge that you can't control the outcome. Yeah. Natural human response is fear. That's every human on the planet. There is not a human on the planet that is immune from fear, not a single person. I mean, there's every emotion of the human experience. We all have those emotions, and we experience them all. It makes it really, really cool. The whole common humanity thing, where every person you come into contact with has felt the way you're feeling, or is capable of feeling it. And that's that compassion piece. We may not have all experienced the same things, but the same feelings we're all capable of, and in some degree we've felt them all.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, like, if you don't feel that, it's temporary. It will not last forever. And if you feel great, it is temporary, and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Come a moment where you feel scared or feel sad, and those moments may be short, and I hope they are. But when you feel good, like, really, really enjoy it and love it and allow it, and don't feel guilty for it because someone else has it worse. And if you feel bad right now, someone might have it worse, but that doesn't mean what's going on with you doesn't suck.
Hmm.
That's another thing, is when we're going through a hard time, people say, well, be happy, be grateful, because someone else out there has it worse.
Yeah.
Someone might, they do. That doesn't mean what you're going through doesn't suck. and you can allow yourself and validate yourself, embrace that pain, and allow yourself to feel the way you want to feel without guilt and shame. It's okay. Probably if everybody was you, they'd feel the same way.
Yeah. Wow. My mom speaks to it again. There you go. I mean, it's, you know, it's so amazing because sometimes, I mean, like whenever we're having a tough moment, right? I mean, it's difficult to kind of get up back again, you know? It's kind of difficult whenever you feel like really, really, really that this is it, you know, like you're feeling like you have like rock bottom, let's say. But as I've been saying before, you know, like the fact that, like with your story specifically, the fact that you went through all of those moments and through that situation, and you managed to get up and look at you now. I mean, it's, I would say that is, as I was saying before, like the living proof that everything has a solution, you know, because for something so serious as basically being paralyzed and not be able to get up, you know, to now be able to do it, walk on the beach, drink beer, you know, like do all sort of normal stuff here and there, and the fact that you're doing it now, and a couple of years back you were not able to do anything. I mean, that is amazing, and that is, as I was saying before, I mean, it shows everybody, you know, it shows everybody that everything has a solution, and as you mentioned, that everything is temporary, which I sometimes think that whenever you are in a very bad situation, it's difficult for you to see that it's going to be temporary, right? I mean, I do think that it takes positive mentality, I would say, for you to be thinking like, this is only temporary, this is not going to last forever, this is going to be temporary. But of course, like during that moment, you don't think that, you know, like it's, you tend to be like, and you get scared because you don't know what is going to happen in the future. But as I said, I mean, the fact that you managed to pull that through and here you are right now, I mean, it's amazing. I love it. I mean, that makes it, that, I mean, at least to me, it shows me that, I mean, if Courtney can, everybody can do it, whatever they want, you know, everybody can really achieve to really great things. And it's amazing. I mean, I remember that when I was, when I found your story and everything, I was basically just scrolling over TikTok, you know, on the wormhole, you know, just checking on the wormhole. And then your story appeared, then the whole thing appeared. And that was amazing. And it's true. Looking on the comments, they were saying like, it's impossible for you to not cry. And you can bet that I was definitely crying because as I said, I mean, it is so motivational and it is super inspirational. The fact that you did it, you know, and that you're still so positive and you're still so happy and you take that as you transform all of that into a blessing, you know, and that is that. That's so cool because sometimes, I mean, we will see people without any problem at all, and they just are living like hell basically, or like, you know, like this phrase that sometimes you will drown in a glass of water, you know, in Spanish is something like that you basically drown for nothing. But the fact that, I mean, I'm basically rambling right now because your story is amazing. I love it. I mean, it is so inspirational. It is so cool. I mean, I do want everybody to know what you like about you, about your story, because it is super cool. It is amazing. I mean, I don't know what else to say, basically. wow. It is super cool. And I want to thank you for making this happen and for you to have some time to make that, to have this conversation. I mean, at the end, as I said, you can be sure that you have, I mean, your story definitely changed my life in so many ways. And I want more people see what you've been through and what you do now, so everybody can realize that everything's possible, you know. And I basically want to thank you for that. And also want to thank those watching this right now. Thank you so much for watching. If you're either watching this later here on Instagram or probably later on YouTube, or you are on your way to work, or walking with a dog, or you know, doing something, and you're listening to this, make sure to go follow Courtney right now to her social media. I mean, let's make her viral, #TeamCourtney. She's amazing. She's like, the badass person I've ever met in my whole life, that's for sure. And Courtney, again, thank you so much. Keep doing what you do. As I said, it is super inspirational, and you can bet that I'm gonna make sure that a lot of people sees you as this beacon of hope that we definitely need, especially in this horrific, difficult days that we have been through over this last couple of years. You know.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you again. So, Haki, you have an amazing rest of the weekend, and I'll see you in the next one. Have a good one. Okay.
Bye.